Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everybody go on our website, download our app. Go to the Apple Google stores and download the Devil Radio app and take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Good reason for doing it now is that on the AM signal, 1580 AM, the FCC requires that AM stations power down earlier now, because it gets darker earlier. There's a matter of the sun's rays. Same problem does not exist with the FM signal, 92.7 FM, but every signal, you're much benefited by having the app. Very easy, just listen to it on your phone. While you're at it, click on the Devil Radio website link, support Devil Radio. You asked to have it put on. As you know, there are more than 80 broadcasts every day, right-wing stations going out in the ozone, attacking our elections, attacking our democracy, saying there's something wrong with it. Trump is good. Devil Radio is the clearest voice, the strongest voice against that, standing up for our democracy, standing up for America. So if you want to support Devil Radio, click on that link. Okay, we're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
And they also support freedom of speech, even for old, mousy women. Good morning.
Go to it, Gene. Go to it. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a lot on my mind, man. It's just like it gets overwhelming. It's like you're watching a bad movie, you know, like that, you know, you never thought, and it's not reality. And you think, oh, that would never happen in our country. Oh, geez, now what are they doing? I'm not kidding you. I have at least 70 notebooks because I've been documenting. Remember you said about history in the making? I've never seen so much history made in 5-6 years in my entire life. Every time I get up, it's like, what kind of nightmare is going to happen with Trump? I am so thankful that we have Joe Biden as our president. I am so thankful that we have Tony Evers and we have those Democrats in the top offices, even though we still got to get out those. You know, I used to be vote for both parties. I mean, I've always been an independent my entire life. I had Republican and Democrat signs next to each other in my yard because I voted for the person. And, you know, I didn't always like what the Republicans did, but I had complaints about Democrats, too. But this is not the Republican Party, and it's right. So fascist that it just, you know, makes my head spin. And I think about what's going on in Michigan. What in the world? Why in the world would those people who love freedom support fascists? You know, why in the world are Republicans that are supposed to be so freedom, freedom, freedom support fascism? Why don't they open their eyes and see they're being used? Because they're being used. The only way the wealthiest people in our country can keep wealthy, maintain their wealth, is to have people working for them to get rid of our environmental protections so they can use our earth, use our resources, pollute as much as they want, because they got those goofballs in there that will do anything they say so they can sit at a desk or do whatever they want. You know, every place I've watched.
You're right. Let me boil that down, because you made a couple of very good and distinct points. One of them is, you know, I don't use the word fascism lightly. It's a historical term. It goes back to Mussolini, even before Hitler. But the fact of the matter is that the Republican Party has become a fascist party. It's an authoritarian party. And what they're doing in Michigan, getting rid of voting in churches. Hell, I vote in a church, and I have for decades, and a lot of people in Milwaukee do. So what? They're short voting lines. If you get rid of all the churches in Detroit, which is what they want, and in Flint, Michigan, and elsewhere, you're going to have the few municipal buildings have long, long lines, hours long. Folks are going to come up and go, wait a minute, I have a couple of young kids at home. My neighbor's watching him for half an hour. I can't have her watch him for 8 hours, or I got to get back to work, or this, that, and the other thing. They're cutting down the vote in urban areas, and the Republican Party is going along with it. And let me tell you something, Gene, in this state, they are also trying to get rid of your right to vote for the state treasurer, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Lieutenant Governor. If they get their way, they're going to put that on the ballot. If they get their way, the only thing you'll vote for is governor. And you get a Scott Walker in there with large donors. Who do you think he'll appoint? Gableman as a Secretary of State. He'll appoint Voss as Lieutenant Governor. Appoint them. He'll appoint, and who do you think he's going to appoint as Superintendent of Public Instruction? You know, somebody like Betsy DeVos's sister-in-law or something. That's what you are going to get in Wisconsin if we are not extremely vigilant. So I love your passion and, frankly, your analysis of these these issues, Gene. Thanks, as always, for calling in. I want to talk now about the interview with Professor Matt Petering yesterday and Fair Maps. This is possibly the most important issue facing Wisconsin right now. We have a gerrymandered legislature. Republicans get 2/3 of the assembly seats no matter what they do. And sometimes they don't even get a majority, or if they do, they get a couple of vote majority, but they get 2/3 of the seats. That's why we have right to work. That's why you don't have unions anymore. That's why we have all of this stuff. So what's to be done? And let me boil this down for you. There are two bills, two assembly bills, 621 and 622, that are in there. One, 621, is for state Senate and state assembly seats, redistricting, corrupt gerrymandered redistricting. The other one is 622, and that is for the congressional seats. Now, what they have simply done is take the gerrymandered seats from 10 years ago and make them even worse, because some people move a little bit, you know. So they carved out the Democratic votes and stuck them into heavily Democratic seats, carved out the Republican votes, the new ones, and stuck them in Republican seats. Do you want Scott Walker type government in this state, in the legislature, till the year 2030? How old are you going to be in 2030? Do you want that? No, you don't want that. Do you want Voss as speaker for 10 more years? No, you don't. But Tony Evers, it's called the, I think, the People's Maps, it's a Fair Map Commission, has come up with an alternative, and it's better than the state one, the assembly, crooked assembly one. But it's not very good. And Professor Matt Petering of UWM, and you can go on the podcast for this show, Matt Flynn Direct, go on the website. There's a bar at the top, says podcast, go on it. Matt Flynn Direct. Yesterday was November 16, the second hour, about 10 minutes into the second hour. And it's probably, I want to say, a half an hour interview, roughly, maybe a little more. He has developed an algorithm that provides for actual fair maps and is compliant with the Federal Voting Rights Act law. Many of them African-American and Latino leaders in Milwaukee are complaining that the Evers People's Maps is not compliant, believe it or not. That's a problem, because if we get into trying to impose it somehow or get it in there and it's attacked in court, that's not going to be good. What Matt Petering's algorithm does, there are four things you need for fair maps. First, it has to be compliant with the Voting Rights Act, the federal voting. If it isn't, a federal court will put it aside. The Republicans sneakily have complied with it by just loading a lot of African-American Latino voters into districts, but then gerrymandering everything else in the state. And that's no good. Evers maps are accused by some leaders here in Milwaukee of not being compliant, which is terrible. That's absurd, because to have that kind of dispute within the Democratic Party, at the very least, you want to stimulate minority voting in Milwaukee. If you don't have a good turnout from people in Milwaukee, you can kiss it off statewide. Madison's very important, no question about it. So is Milwaukee. Matt Petering's maps are compliant, fully compliant with the Voting Rights Act. Secondly, the next thing you need is, are they competitive? Matt Petering's maps are 20% more competitive than the Evers maps. Third, are they compact in their shape? Remember, you don't want to split communities of interest like Sheboygan County, Greene County. I think the Dells area. There's a lot of places here that are split up seven ways from Sunday in a crooked, corrupt fashion by the Republican Party. These are compact districts that keep communities of interest together. And fourth, fairness, just plain fairness. Those are the four: Voting Rights Act compliance, competitive, compact, and fairness. In all of those categories, Matt Petering's algorithm is, I think that it's 20% or more favorable to all of those characteristics than even the Evers maps. And of course, the Republican maps are unthinkable. So if I had to choose between the Evers maps and the Republican maps, yeah, I'd take the Evers maps, of course, of course. But why do we settle for that? Why do we settle for that? Why do we settle for that? And the answer is this. The Republican Party is authoritarian. There's no question about it. But the Democratic Party has to be a lot more responsive than it is. Evers' staff, I'm not a fan of Evers' staff. I don't think he has a good staff. I think they're pickled in the Madison identity politics cult. They won't return calls. They won't accept criticism from the outside, his staff. And he himself won't return some of these calls from activists around the state who want to tell him that his maps have a problem. All right, I'm telling you, your maps have a problem, Jack. So do something about it. Drop a dime. Call Matt Petering, the professor at UWM, an expert. Undergrad mathematics, Washington University of St. Louis, PhD from Michigan Industrial Engineering. And look at his maps. And you are not going to be able to say they aren't a lot better than your maps. We do not want to go into litigation before the Wisconsin Supreme Court or the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and be pushing maps that a lot of people in Milwaukee are going to say aren't compliant with the Voting Rights Act. You don't want it. And if you don't want to hear that message, that's fine, but you better hear that message. I'm giving you that message. And activists around the state, go on the website and go to the podcast of Matt Flynn Direct yesterday, second hour, and email it to Evers' staff. Say, call Matt Petering and have a dialogue on this thing and not just prejudge it. Very, very important issue, because we're going to be involved in litigation on this very soon. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.